If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Don Talk here on Spectrum Channel 180. Check us out on Roku, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Also, this episode has been brought to you today by Tony Sarah Nissan and Coleman. I'm Don, and this is Lindsay Dossey, and if I could get my phone to stop falling, we'd be doing great. Lindsay Dossey is the marketing and
community outreach
director for Coleman County, or CRMC.
Coleman Regional.
Yeah, didn't it used to be Coleman County Hospital or something?
Probably years ago,
yeah,
it was Coleman County.
Yeah, a long time ago. used to be Baptist Health System at one time.
Yeah, many years ago.
But anyway, it's been bought out since then. Today, you got a little bit of some stuff we're going to talk about, but first I want to get some announcements out of the way.
Okay.
The St. Patrick's Day, or excuse me, the Sportsman's Lake Park and Rock and Glow 5K is, don't expect it to be happening, folks. We just had a bunch of announcements about people canceling stuff. There's just this full-blown cancellation of a lot of events that are going on. So you may need to check with those folks at their respective websites and Facebook pages, because they're canceling so quick we can't keep up with it all.
Right.
So that's kind of an issue. So anyway, Lindsay, tell us a little bit about what's going on at the hospital right now. I know it's crazy with all the coronavirus stuff that's going on.
Right.
The hysteria has hit almost to an 11. We're at 9.5 right now. We're getting to 11 here
right, soon. You know, I mean, I think there's just a lot of fear from people. They just don't really... This is kind of uncharted territory for us. The flu is bad. I think this has got everyone a little bit shaken up because they've seen some of the outcomes that have occurred in other countries around the world. And that's where the real fear comes. But, you know, I want our community to know that the hospital's ready. We're working with our physicians. We are assessing everything daily. This is a rapidly evolving situation.
It is, yes.
But the community just needs to know that the hospital and our physicians, we're ready to care for our community. And I think there's a lot of fear in that people think that they need to get tested for coronavirus, even though they have no signs or symptoms or any reason to believe that they've been exposed. So my message to those people is, you don't need to be tested. Our physicians are happy to make sure that people that actually are very sick, that have been possibly exposed or been in a situation where they could have been exposed, those people need to be tested. But really the only thing that we can do, because there's no treatment, so getting a test is not going to tell you anything other than you may or may not have it.
That's right.
But the treatment, if you don't need to be hospitalized, will be the same. Care for yourself at home. Monitor your fever. Take Tylenol and Motrin. Make sure you drink plenty of fluids. If you begin to have trouble breathing, then call your physician. You may need to be hospitalized.
Yes.
Those are the things that people need to be aware of.
And if you've been to like Wuhan in the past 5 days.
I don't
think you can make it there. But,
no.
You know. But yeah, you know, we definitely want people to be safe, and we don't want to understate the safety part of this, because it really is important, especially to our elderly folks and people that already have underlying conditions themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that we really need to make sure that those people are in a good position as well. I know that I believe the hospital has already stopped people from coming to visit.
Initially we put in some visitation restrictions. I think we're getting ready to increase those a little bit and put a little more restriction around. We just met yesterday, our leadership team yesterday afternoon, and decided that anyone that has a possible, suspected or positive coronavirus test will not be allowed to have any visitors. So that is one thing. The other is that we are going to limit visitation to immediate family only.
Okay.
No one under the age of 16, unless it's extenuating circumstances like end of life, we will make accommodations for that. We are asking that none of our patients have more than two visitors at a time. And so it's really just to make sure that if there is something, that we're not spreading it, especially to our patients who are already immunocompromised because they're in the hospital.
And there's a lot of people that, you know, cancer patients especially and leukemia patients. Well, I guess that's kind of the same thing, excuse me. But I know from experience that, you know, you cannot be sick around those people because their immune systems are fighting off such bigger things. So for them to get something like this at this time would be detrimental, to say the least.
Absolutely.
And all you're doing is trying to prevent that. You're not trying to keep people from their families. You're just trying to keep them happy, healthy, and on the way out of there in the good way.
Well, we want people to get well so that they can go home. And, you know, I mean, I think that that's another part of the fear is that everything's been shut down. Mm-hmm. But if we don't listen to the leaders that have told us to create social distancing.
Yes.
This is my fear is that we do not heed the advice of those that are telling us that we need to not be around each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could be a blessing in disguise. I know personally our family gets pulled in 100 different directions 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
So take heed and take this time to have more quality time with your family.
Yes.
Spend time at home. Have an opportunity to cook home meals. Mm-hmm. I know that used to be pretty common, and we've all become so busy that is not commonplace. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should embrace the fact that this has been given to us and really steer clear of social events. School's out. That doesn't mean that we need to go to the movies.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that we need to be having big get-togethers with lots of people. It means that we should focus on time with our family in smaller settings.
Yeah. And another thing is that, you know, we have so many people that are, wow, the sun come out. Kidding. But like you said, you know, put the cell phones down and talk to each other a little bit. You know, hey, families that talk together, you know, get along together.
Right. So. Well, I mean, there's no sports on TV.
No.
So create family game night. Create family movie night.
Mm-hmm.
Go for a walk. The outdoors are not closed.
Yeah, it's not like it's a hurricane or a snowstorm or something.
Right.
It's just, you know, as long as you're away from people for the most part, you're going to be probably okay.
I looked at my family yesterday afternoon and I said, we're going for a walk. Everybody, let's go. There's nothing wrong with walking around the neighborhood.
Well, Saturday, I got out in the yard and did some yard work.
Yes.
It's not like there's the end of times.
Right.
It's not great, but we'll make it through.
Right. It's a new normal for us. But I think that if we embrace the blessing of that and make that an opportunity to really spend time together with our family, then it could be long-term a good thing.
Exactly. And very well could be. So let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And we'll come right back. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Don Talk. I'm your host, Don. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman. We're back here with Lindsay Dossey from CRMC here in Coleman. She is the Vice President of Marketing and
Community Outreach.
Community Outreach. What is community outreach anyway?
You know, it's kind of a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I do all of our public relations. We do a lot of community outreach events and programs. So like our health screening, any of our educational programs.
And you're also the co-host with Jamie on Daily 180.
Yes.
So how's that going? You like that?
Well, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to talk about the great things that we have going on at Coleman Regional. So,
is Jamie that way in real life? Is he really the same way in real life as he is on TV?
Oh, no. Much sillier.
Much sillier. You hear that, Jamie? She's coming for you. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right. So tomorrow is St. Patty's Day, if you didn't know. It's kind of a damper thing, but you can still go to the bars, I guess, as of now.
Yes.
Just like 6 feet away, you know.
Social distancing.
No more 50 people in the bar, you know. Go to a small bar.
Yes. Which Coleman should be fine.
Yeah, we'll be good.
Yeah, green beer.
Do you know why it's called St. Patty's Day?
Saying, I don't know that. I think I've heard it, but I don't remember.
It is the Feast of St. Patrick.
Okay.
And it honors him for all that he did in Ireland. He was a very gracious man. And, of course, there are legends he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Okay.
Are you a snake guy or a lady?
I do not like snakes.
You don't like snakes?
No.
Well, then you would love Ireland because they don't have any snakes.
Oh.
They have an earthworm that's kind of like a snake, but that's about it.
I hate snakes.
Well, you gotta love St. Patrick then.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you any Irish?
I think I'm kind of a European mutt. Mm. You know, I got a lot of European, kind of everything.
So there might be a little Irish on there.
Maybe.
You know, everybody's a little Irish on St. Patty's Day. Just saying.
Yeah.
So go out there and celebrate it. If you don't want to get out and celebrate it, there's a real easy way to make your own green beer. It's called get a beer, put a little drop of green food color in it. That's all they do. That's all they do, folks. Everybody's like, how do they make that green beer? And I'm like, they just a little drop of food color. And you're good to go. Make sure you use the green, though. Otherwise, it'll be blue or red or yellow. So,
right.
And beer's already yellow. All right.
Yeah, friendly comment asking, does Lindsay have an idea what the time frame will be for when things might go back to normal?
Okay, yes. We just had a comment. Lindsay, this one's directed to you. When will, they wanted to know when do you think things will start getting back to normal?
You know, right now, I think it's kind of a toss-up. I think the CDC recommends through the end of April at minimum that we do social distancing. But honestly, I think it'll be much longer. Mm. In China, they actually were mandated to not interact for 48 days.
Wow.
So until they started seeing a decline.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the sooner that everyone will stop going and doing, and I know we're all concerned about local business owners and restaurants. I mean, we certainly want to make sure that they survive. This is going to be tough.
Yeah. Well, there was something good that I saw, and I just wanted to mention this. If you do want to support your local business owner, and I'm not saying you have to do this, but if you would like to, why don't you go buy a gift card for right now and then spend it later? Because that'll help them in this point now and then later on.
That's a great suggestion.
It's just something I saw on Facebook I thought was a good idea and I thought I'd mention it. So get you a gift card, and if you want to support that local business, get a gift card from them. And then, you know, you're not really sitting there inside. And
well, you know. And nobody said you can't get to-go food.
That's right. I saw where, who is it? Allstate, they're going to do curb service.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's all sorts of places that are doing curb service now.
Right.
You know, there's
we're going to get sick of eating at home and looking at each other after a while. So we might
as well. That's where Monopoly comes in, folks. Get you some Monopoly. Get you a little Scrabble. Get out there. That's a good way to learn how to spell words, Scrabble.
Yes.
So, get the dictionary out.
But, yeah.
Well, Lindsay, our time is short now. Let's, real quick, before we go, tell us anything, if anybody's got any questions, where they can contact y'all and can get in touch with y'all.
Okay, so we have set up a call center at Coleman Regional, mainly because people have a lot of questions. So you can call the call center at 256-735-5530.
Okay.
But, you know, mainly, if you are not sick, you don't need to be tested.
Yeah.
If you are sick, you need to contact your doctor's office and ask them for instructions. If you don't have a doctor's office, you can call our urgent care or the ER for direction. Or you can call our call center and we'll give you some direction about where you need to go. We recommend that you follow up with your primary care doctor, but there's really no sense in getting tested if you're not sick.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that we have those tests for the people that really are sick that we need to know
and,
how to treat.
You know, and another thing, people, if you are sick and you don't have the flu, and you can stay home, stay home.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We don't need to add to more confusion. Just at this point in time, just stay home.
If you're sick, stay home general.
It's simple. Just stay home.
With whatever your illness is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your employer is going to be okay with you staying home.
Absolutely.
Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for coming in and helping ease our minds and letting us know what the situation at the hospital is today. We really appreciate it. Lots going on. We're going to keep, please keep us up to up speed with everything. Thank you so much for watching Don Talk today. This episode has been brought to you by Tony, Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman. I've been Don, and this is Lindsay. I'm just called you Nessa. Thanks for watching. We'll see you later.
Thanks.